WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. So close. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Possible action in the state legislature on city annexation laws is raising concern in Bryan.
It's a lot of legislation right now pending, which really is, I'll just put it bluntly, is an assault on the city's ability to do annexation. And some of them perhaps might be for good reason in other communities, but here, that's something that we need to be able to plan for.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on our show says that's because they're studying what will be done around the new Rellis campus.
We really want to see a growth that will, you know, be appropriate adjacent to a $500 million investment on the part of the state itself with Rellis campus. We're working to try to look how much area needs to be taken in surrounding or part of the campus itself, working with how we provide services.
Dunn says city officials are excited about future development along Highway 47, much of which is already inside the Bryan city limits. The Bryan School Board has changed how it will select the construction company to convert the existing Stephen F. Austin Middle School building into new central administration offices.
We completed the design back in November, and we've been working diligently with Balfour Beatty over the past almost 8 months now, trying to get the project to where it would do what we needed to do and get within the budget. We have not been able to do that.
The board approved the recommendation from Bryan ISD's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, to solicit official bids from local contractors after doing an informal survey earlier this year.
We believe that the renovation that we have and the scope of work that we have right now meets the needs of the district. It's not overpriced, and it ought to be a good number.
When Bryan ISD voters approved a bond issue in November 2014, the estimated cost of the SFA renovation was around $8 million. After 5 months of workshop discussion, the College Station School Board said very little before adopting its first ever written policy on setting future campus attendance boundaries. Board President Valerie Yokin, who provided the only statement from the governing body, said they've worked hard to be transparent on how future decisions will be made.
And to give some guidelines so that everyone has a clear understanding of all of the options that are available as the school district continues to grow.
Superintendent Clark Ely pointed out CSISD has built and opened 5 new campuses in the last 5 years.
When you have that type of enrollment growth, it's incumbent, I believe, upon the administration, the board, to have several options on how to most effectively and efficiently monitor that and react to that enrollment growth.
The written policy, which you can read online at WTAW.com, offers options other than adjusting boundaries in order to keep CSISD buildings within limits in terms of headcount and socioeconomic diversity. The U.S. Senate's decision to delay action on Obamacare repeal and replace is just the latest legislation to stall since passing the U.S. House.
We've got 200 bills stacked over there on the Senate steps that they can't get to, it doesn't seem like.
Congressman Bill Flores on our show says the Senate really laid an egg on the repeal and replacement of Obamacare, partly due to the pursuit of perfection, which he says is not achievable in Congress.
This is a whiff that hurts the president, although not as badly as Congress, and it will hurt the Senate. And unfortunately, it hurts us in the House who've been doing our job. It's really, really frustrating.
Next Monday and Tuesday, Flores is holding town hall meetings via telephone and Facebook Live. Details are on the congressman's website at flores.house.gov. Two abortion providers, Planned Parenthood and Whole Woman's Health, have filed a joint lawsuit in federal court hoping to overturn the state's new ban on a second trimester procedure known as dilation and evacuation.
Lawmakers commonly refer to it as dismemberment abortion. Doctors call it dilation and evacuation. And according to Amy Hagstrom Miller, the CEO of Whole Woman's Health, it's the most common abortion method.
It is a law that makes it illegal for doctors to use their expertise to do what is right for the women they serve.
Ending the ban will not be easy, according to Dr. Joe Poyman of the Texas Alliance for Life.
With due respect for the author, for whom we have great respect, we just don't think this is going to survive a federal court challenge, and we cannot recommend it to you.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
As the Texas legislature's special session finishes its first week, look for the governor to keep score on how his agenda is doing.
We are hopeful that we will be able to publish something by the end of this week.
Governor Abbott says the so-called naughty or nice list will inform the public on which lawmakers support him.
We want to reward those who are supporting it by letting the public know that These people are behind the governor, behind an agenda that's going to ensure both more freedom, more economic opportunity, lower taxes, better pay for teachers, things like that.
The governor's comments came during his interview this week on our show. And a traffic alert for those of you driving between Brenham and Navasota. State Highway 105 is closed at the Jackson Creek Bridge. TxDOT crews are working on an issue with the bridge. Vehicles will be detoured via FM 1155 and FM 2193. TxDOT did not give an estimated time of closure. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at your local news around 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm.
Take a ride to Messina Hoff Winery and Resort. Tucked away in Bryan, Messina Hoff is the original Aggie-owned winery and has been creating award-winning wine since 1977. From the bottle or on tap, at the wine bar, you can taste our wines one glass at a time, including our exclusive Aggie Network wines, which pair perfectly with any celebration. Extend your wine tasting journey by dining at the Vintage House restaurant or book a stay at our Four Diamond Villa bed and breakfast. For more information, visit www.messinahoff.com.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11, Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Your local Nationwide agents are part of the member-driven community. Serving members' needs are their top priority. Call Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore at 979-776-1900 today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to guidelines of underwriting, guidelines review, and approval. Here are the numbers.
Sunshine, it's going to lead to temperatures on the warm side yet again today. We're close to 95 degrees this afternoon. Tonight, we're clear, 75 to 80. Weekend looks sunny and warm. All that sunshine tomorrow should lead to a high of 90 to 95. There could be a thunderstorm late tomorrow afternoon. Skies become clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. And we'll have partial sun with the chance of a shower or thunderstorm Sunday. Highs will be around 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There you are. We mentioned last half hour that Diet Coke's birthday is Sunday.
That's right.
Coke is 90% water. A can of Coke is 90% water. Can of Diet Coke is 99% water.
Whoa. So it's healthy, right?
Yeah,
it's
good that's for what you. I'm thinking, yeah.
Oh, you guys.
Did you know that America had laws against animal abuse before there were laws against child abuse?
Oh, wow.
Whoa, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's a little disquieting. Mm-hmm. And, oh, gosh, I guess we didn't think about that. I guess we ought to go ahead and get around to that. Yeah, okay. So a bag containing traces of moon dust sold at auction yesterday for $1.8 million.
Who's buying moon dust?
Yeah, well, somebody with a lot of money, I guess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
CBS, what do you do with it?
CBS says the collection bag was used by astronaut Neil Armstrong during the first manned mission to the moon in 1969. Auction was held yesterday and marked the 48th anniversary of the moon landing. The sale at Sotheby's also marked the end of an epic court battle. The artifact from the Apollo 11 mission was lost and forgotten about until it resurfaced 3 years ago on a government auction website.
Mm. Dun, dun.
Lady by the name of Nancy Carlson bought it for $995. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Okay. 3 years ago, she puts up a grand. Now, I don't know how much the auction house takes, but you can bet this lady gets $1 million out of that.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. When NASA found it, they went to court to try to get it back. No, wait, here, we want this. In December, a federal judge ruled that it legally belonged to Ms. Carlson, who decided it won't be safe in her home, and so she put it up on auction. She said, I found a piece of history that everybody had forgotten about. So that's my great gratification in all this. I saved it from being lost. The buyer of the bag of moon dust remains anonymous.
That's the kind of thing that, you know, we all wish would happen to us.
Yeah, so I mean, I know that they have these federal auctions from time to time, but did she, I mean, do you Google moon dust bag? I mean, can you search? You know, what kind of search terms can you use as you're going through the auction?
How are people finding this thing?
They've got a lot of stuff. Anyhow, so there you are. I guess good on her for being able to do that.
Yeah.
All right, so new Gallup poll found a majority of U.S. Americans drink alcohol, and their go-to choice is beer. Study also discovered that guys love beer and girls love wine. I know. How shocking.
Needed a study for that, huh?
Gallup collected data from a random sample of 1,021 adults age 18 and older. Thank you. July 5th through the 9th, they found that beer is king. 40% of the adults reach for that beer when they're getting their drink on, compared to 30% who drown their sorrows. No, look, you're drinking a glass of wine. It's really okay.
Yeah.
And finally, 26% who go for the hard stuff. Beer is clear and overwhelming choice for men, where 62% of the gentlemen grab a brew compared to 19% of women. Meanwhile, females are way more likely to chug a bottle of wine while watching The Bachelor. Uh-huh. And there were 50% of the women who preferred wine as their drink of choice compared to men at 11%.
Hmm.
As far as how many of us enjoy indulging in the nectar of the gods, the study found 62% of U.S. Americans drink alcohol occasionally. That number relatively steady over the last 80 years.
Wow.
Except in the late 1970s and early 80s, where the rate was at 70%. Went up about 8 percentage points. The poll found that 38% of U.S. Americans drink no alcohol whatsoever. So 62% do drink, 38% don't. There are your numbers. And that's, that adds up.
What is the definition of occasionally?
I don't know. I guess just do. And or will, I guess, would be a better word. And then they're just those who don't.
I mean, I'm not drinking right now, yeah. So technically that's occasionally.
Exactly, I guess. But if you did it
you
sometime.
Aren't?
No. Well, makes one of us.
Yay.
Yeah, 8:17. All right, so let's see who did this. Somebody put together a list of the 31 worst sitcoms of all time.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
31. Yeah, I mentioned this earlier. TheWrap.com did this. Okay.
Okay.
So a few things hopped out at me first. Okay, like number 31, for instance, was Mama's Family, which ran on NBC.
That was great.
Well, and it ran for 6 seasons.
Yeah, it can't be that bad if it runs for that long.
Mama's Family was hilarious. Okay.
Another one was called Yes, Dear, ran on CBS from 2000 to 2006.
I think I remember
that. That lasted for 6 seasons.
Huh.
So, I mean, and, you know, others make sense. After MASH, which was supposed to take place after MASH, you know, was bad. Ferris Bueller, that was on NBC. That lasted for a season. With a title like Homeboys in Outer Space, how could it not last?
Right?
I don't understand.
That one didn't do too well?
No.
Really?
So anyway, number 2, and it starred George Foreman. It was called George. It lasted for 1 year. That was supposedly the second worst comedy ever.
Wow.
The worst ever was Cavemen.
Okay.
On ABC, it's 10 years ago. Yeah.
Is it the one about the Geico cavemen?
That's right. It was the Geico cavemen. They tried to extend that brand over to TV. It didn't work.
Another Imagine one, that.
Midway through, which this one kind of popped up, number 14 is Two Broke Girls.
Really?
Yeah, which is still
what?
On,
it's still
right?
on.
I
yeah.
think
People
so.
Love, Mr. Downs loves that show.
Is that, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, he watches it.
Oh.
Ask him about Two Broke Girls time he's on.
I've just seen the promos, and I think it's horrible.
Oh, yeah, no. It's not at all.
Okay.
It's a cute show.
Okay. Just some of the lines they use, but anyway. Researchers think they have found the gene that makes dogs friendly.
Oh, okay.
That's kind of fun.
Yeah.
Smithsonian Magazine says mutations in several genes linked to the hypersocial behavior in people may have helped along canine domestication. They identified a series of gene mutations that make your puppy more amenable to playing with people. Similar mutations are found in humans and are known to eliminate fear of strangers. One of the gene regions that the Princeton researchers zeroed in on involved chromosome 6. It's similar to the one which is found in humans that is linked to a disorder called Williams syndrome, One of the most noticeable symptoms of Williams syndrome is that people are often hypersocial and often display no fear of strangers. Turns out that when looking at the genetic data, they found that differences strongly correlated with mutations in the region of the brain associated with Williams syndrome. So dogs with that mutation in their genes were linked to the Williams syndrome, were socially inclined more toward people.
Huh.
Than, for instance, wolves that they put it up against. Which makes me wonder, well, they did an experiment a long time ago trying to see if they could domesticate foxes.
Right.
Okay, and it didn't work. Okay, foxes were okay for a little while, but then they'd go in and tear up the house. You know, it's kind of like a teenager if you get the house when the parents are gone.
Right.
Anyway, but that makes me wonder if you made that chromosomal change in foxes, would you be able to domesticate foxes?
Yeah.
Have a pet fox.
Interesting.
I guess, you know, unless it's not. Maybe they don't get along. Hey, now we were speaking about bad comedies a minute ago. The Emmy nominations were announced Thursday, and a win for Modern Family this year would set a new record for the most victories for a comedy series.
Wow.
Modern Family.
Man.
Yeah. At present, ABC's family comedy shares those bragging rights with Frasier, which won a total of 5 times.
Okay.
So, if that happens.
Wow.
John Cena, is that his name? Is that
yes.
right?
Cena, yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Isn't what you would consider low maintenance when it comes to grooming. In fact, the recently engaged WWE star takes it so seriously that he dedicates a considerable chunk of time every day. The wrestler tells People Style, I'm completely manscaped from head to toe, from ears down.
He does have very little hair.
And it does take a bit of time. Yeah.
Yeah.
He said he spends 30 minutes a day.
Wow.
A day?
Or more
wow.
shaving. Just
Man.
Saying.
So he must shave his arms, his
everywhere.
Legs.
That takes
everywhere.
Dedication.
Huh.
Okay.
Right.
Makes his muscles look bigger.
Yeah,
he doesn't have people
is.
To do that for him?
Apparently not. Well, excuse
well,
me.
Who wants to shave?
At some point, no matter how much money you have,
yeah.
I think you have to do those things yourself.
Yeah.
All right, so those fabulous folks at Disney have outdone themselves once again. This time, the happiest place on earth is making a splash with blackberry beignets.
Ooh.
Coated with purple sugar, silver stars, and, of course, come in the shape of Mickey's signature ears.
Mm-hmm.
The delectable treats are $4.49 for 3, or you can get a half dozen for $7.50. Okay?
All right.
Okay.
That'll be fine. I don't know. Guess if you're there and you want to have that, it'd be...
yeah.
All right, so Mayim Bialik?
Bialik.
Bialik, yeah. Mayim Bialik, is that right? Who's on...
On
Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Blossom.
Right. Yeah,
yeah,
that's it. Okay. Right. Well, that's it. She catapulted to fame in the show Blossom back in 1991.
Amy
yeah.
is her name in the show, Big Bang Theory.
Amy?
Amy.
Okay.
She'll
yeah.
always be Blossom to
but
me.
She, yeah, Blossom.
But Blossom was not her first gig in showbiz.
Okay.
She did a guest starring stint on Doogie Howser MD the year before.
Oh.
And it's still paying those big bucks. She showed off her residual check for that sitcom on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
2 cents.
Nice.
2 cents. She gets 2 cents for her time on Doogie Howser.
Just keeps rolling in.
Yeah. Anyway, she's doing pretty well on Big Bang Theory, right? Don't all that make
yeah.
like a million a week or something or just crazy
yeah,
money?
It's insane.
All right. Oh, look, I found this today. It made me so happy. Katy Perry is still stirring the pot in her feud with Taylor Swift.
Oh, good.
Katy,
she
come
told
on.
The Australian version of the Today Show that they had their differences, but claims, I love her, I always have, and she's ready to just let all that stuff go.
Mm-hmm.
So, until she gets angry again.
Right, or until one of them has an album to promote.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Okay, next half hour, we're going to be talking about, apparently the solar eclipse is coming up, right?
Oh, okay.
Yeah, on the 21st, August the 21st, okay?
All right.
Yeah, so we're going to tell you more than you probably ever wanted to know. All right, Metallica, they're still around, right? We talked about how they tore up the baseball field in Cleveland, is that
yeah.
right, the other
right.
day? Okay. Syracuse, New York teen, big Metallica fan, drove his family's car from his hometown to see the band in Toronto after the concert. He couldn't remember where he parked.
Oh, that's always unfortunate.
What makes this so ironic is that his parents actually joked to him before he left, don't come back to the U.S. without a car. Unable to locate the car, he was forced to take the bus home. His parents took an ad out on Craigslist. to enlist people to help find the car from afar. The only detail that the teen could remember was that he parked near a Starbucks and construction. Yeah. Well, a woman named Madison Roddles managed to track down the missing car. She said, I love puzzles, I love challenges and escape rooms and all that.
Ooh, find the car.
Yes, right. I read a few clues about where it could be, and it honestly excited me. Wednesday night, my boyfriend and I took his car out. We went for a drive, and we started looking at every Starbucks with a construction zone and nearby bank. And they found it. Oh boy.
Super sleuths.
I mean, how far did he walk to get to the concert?
Really?
How far away was he?
And why don't you remember? Oh, wait, we probably don't want to ask that. No.
I'm Ross A.K. with your money now. General Electric is up 1% in pre-market trading after posting Q2 profit and sales that topped analyst estimates. Aerospace and defense giant Honeywell topped its sales and profit predictions, too, and raised its full-year sales outlook. Other marquee names reporting today include Colgate-Palmolive and Schlumberger. Cloud computing has been very, very good to Microsoft. Its stock shares have surged nearly 20% so far this year. The tech giant's fourth quarter profit beat Wall Street estimates, too, also thanks to the boost from its LinkedIn buy. Distinctive mustache intact, surrealist artist Salvador Dali's body has been exhumed from its grave in his Spanish hometown to test if he's the father of a 61-year-old tarot card reader. Pilar Abel could be entitled to at least 25% of his sizable estate. The Nasdaq did it again, another record high with a gain of 5 points. The Dow closed lower by 30. S&P just about unchanged, and futures at this hour are little changed. That's your money now.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Mirabet on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal buildings are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop or a 3-car garage. And if you call General Steel today, it's on sale now for under $25,000. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Make it a baker's dozen. Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley for 13 years in a row. Stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner at any of our 3 College Station locations, or order your Blue Baker favorites online and have them delivered right to your door. Head to bluebaker.com. Blue Baker, craft bakers serving custom eaters. Now with easy online ordering and delivery at bluebaker.com.
If you're tired of hearing about Russia's involvement with last year's election, just wait until you hear what's going on over at the FCC with net neutrality. Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. The FCC has been inundated with more than 9 million supposed grassroots public comments on what to do with net neutrality. Here's the inside story. There have been so many fake and foreign comments in favor of net neutrality that the entire commenting process is meaningless. Almost 2 million comments came in from Russia, France, and Germany, and thousands of those used phony email and postal addresses. To make matters worse, last week, some of the biggest tech companies, Amazon, Google, Microsoft, and others, promoted a so-called day of action, urging millions more to file their own individual comments. But hundreds of thousands of those comments contained identical wording, not exactly a grassroots effort, to say the least. All the tech news is updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Next time you're at the grocery store, pay attention to how long it takes. I'll tell you, too long. Well, say hello to HelloFresh, the meal kit delivery service that helps you cook healthy, delicious meals in 30 minutes or less. Go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they'll deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients direct to your doorstep with easy-to-follow instructions. Get $20 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim. Plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television? or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing. Try Kim's Club today at club.commando.com. Remember, seniors, military, and service personnel get a special discount. Go now to club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It is 79 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. There were a few comments at this week's College Station school board meeting before approving the district's first ever written policy on setting future campus attendance boundaries.
It's about monitoring annually and reporting publicly where we are in regards to both our proportion of kids in our various schools and the efficiency that we're using our buildings.
Comments from Superintendent Clark Ely were followed by remarks from Board President Valerie Yokin.
We've worked very diligently to make it clear and transparent to the community on how we feel a decision should be made in the future.
This week's unanimous vote followed 5 months of detailed discussion during school board workshops. You can read the policy online at WTAW.com. The Bryan School Board this week decided to change the process of selecting the general contractor who will be in charge of converting the present Stephen F. Austin Middle School building into central administration offices. Bryan ISD's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says they were not able to reach a deal after 8 months of negotiations with the contractor who built the new SFA school and renovation of the former Civic Auditorium into the district's Performing Arts Center.
What I'm proposing to do is take it from the construction manager at risk, which falls under Balfour Beatty's purview, and put it on the street for a competitive sale proposal.
During those negotiations, Windsor says he visited with potential bidders of the estimated $8 million project.
I've already gotten a commitment from a number of local contractors that have already done us a very good job. And with the support of the local subcontractors, I think we'll be there.
The board's vote was unanimous. Revenue numbers are looking good in the city of Bryan.
Sales tax up 7%. I mentioned 41% on the hot tax, hotel occupancy tax, and then our permit numbers, single family alone, you know, year to date is up 54%. So again, that just tells you the market is just booming right now, particularly for residential, but it's good times.
Deputy City Manager Joey Dunn on our show credits development all over the town, but he also pointed out the contribution the new Stella Hotel has made in generating more hotel occupancy tax money. Once again, the U.S. House and Senate are along party lines arguing over how much more money to put into Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security.
They're not actually cuts. They are reductions in the growth of spending is what they are. And the left always calls them cuts. They're not really cuts.
Congressman Bill Flores, during his weekly Washington update on our show, says he doesn't want these programs to break the federal government. Next Monday and Tuesday, Flores is holding town hall meetings via telephone and Facebook Live. Details are online at flores.house.gov. Christmas in July will take on its own definition at the state capitol. Governor Abbott, speaking on our show, plans to start issuing a naughty or nice list of lawmakers who support and oppose his special session agenda.
We will be publishing those who are supporting this legislation and let voters decide that if their legislator's name is not on there, they're not part of the agenda right now.
Abbott says this is a way to reward lawmakers who support his agenda. WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 79 degrees. Call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards & More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Like politicians, some roofing companies tell you things that just aren't so. Like, we've been in business since 1995. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades, Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Mark your calendars. Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. Come out to ASAP Equipment's grand opening celebration. ASAP Equipment, College Station's only full-line steel dealer, will be offering special discounts for 2 days only on all steel trimmers, blowers, and chainsaws. If you're needing to upgrade your handheld equipment, this special steel sale is the time to do it. 2 days only, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th. ASAP Equipment's located at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. You can call us at 690-1106. That's 690-1106.
8:35. Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go.
High pressure still in control of our weather, and that'll be the story through the weekend. Abundant sunshine for today. Around 95 is where we'll end up. Tonight, clear skies, warm if you're headed out. Temperatures overnight, 75 to near 80. Sunshine tomorrow, there could be a shower or a thunderstorm late in the day. We're going to be about 90 to 95. Clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75 to 80. Then partly sunny Sunday with the chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's Friday. Jay Sokol's here from the city of College Station. What's up?
Hey, not much. How are you?
Well, I'm okay. you know, I'm concerned. Can we see the silt now at Wolfpen Creek because we've had so little rain? I'm just, you know, is it a problem down there doing that?
I need to drive by and see how high we've let that the grass get. But if it's cut short enough, then yeah, I think you can see the silt.
I just like throwing these things at him. You never know.
That was a lot funnier when I worked here.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, hey, I've got a guest over there.
Yeah, you do.
College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
It was a lot
actually,
funnier.
Actually, it's
you
Mayor Pro Tem.
Excuse me. Let's take two. Let's edit this after the show.
Okay. Hey, so you've got a guest here.
Sure do. I have College Station's Mayor Pro Tem, Julie Schultz.
Oh, good morning, Mayor Pro Tem. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great.
So now we call the lieutenant governor, you know, just for short. So should we just call you mayor for short? Is that it?
Nah, probably not. That doesn't really feel right.
No, I understand. So it's been a while since you've been in.
It has.
So there are a few things that have been happening. I'm going to start with you. Tell me what's the most important stuff that's been going on in your world since the last time we visited.
Lots of important things. Mm-hmm. We've kind of taken a step back and looked at some of our agencies that we fund and made some changes, and fortunately, along with the city of Bryan, they've been in agreement with us on some of those things.
Well, we're talking Convention and Visitors Bureau first, mm-hmm. So let's go ahead and talk there. There have been some changes there that have happened really in the last month. As we know, the mm-hmm. executive director has now left, and a quite pointed meeting where the College Station representative, Jerome Rectrick, said, you know, you got to make things change. You've got to change your bylaws, mm-hmm. or we're mm-hmm. going to pull out of this thing. Mm-hmm. Well, the idea was, I thought that they'd be able to take some sort of action by your last meeting in July because you've got to make your budget plans. But where right. are we in that process now?
We're working with the city of Bryan because they're our partner in that. And we want to make sure we're making the right choices. So we want to take their viewpoint into consideration because it's really important. And that's what we're working on right now, just trying to come to a consensus on how to move forward between the two of us.
Well, while he didn't make any specific comments on the air, the mayor said that he's got some thoughts that might be different from Councilmember Rectrick. Where are we there?
I have no idea. I mean, there's a little bit of difference on council as far as the forward motion that we need to take. But, I mean, the mayor hasn't come out really strong about, I feel this way and this is what we need to do. I think at this point we're still just kind of feeling our way to try to figure it out. It is going to be taken care of before we get to August, I feel pretty sure. The next council meeting we should come up with some more concrete plans.
Julie Schultz joining us. You run an engineering firm, so you know about infrastructure more than most folks do. The explosive growth that College Station has, especially if we're looking at over in Holloman Extended and on the other side mm-hmm. of the railroad tracks, I mean, that's going to become super high density too, it looks like. College Station's still behind the curve. We talked, I think, 2 weeks ago about you have a finite amount of money and almost an unlimited number of expenses that you've got ahead and budgeted. Where do you see we go here within the next 2 years as far as getting College Station caught up and then try to get ahead some places in development?
Well, This is kind of sounds like I'm not answering the question, but I'm in the search committee for our new Research Valley Partnership director, and we've had a lot of interesting conversations related to economic development and how it directly relates to paying for those types of things you just mentioned. And so my belief, it's a personal opinion, that we need to get more development on the ground and folks in our community to help us pay for those things. I believe that economic development is a good way to raise those dollars. We're probably looking at another tax increase. And sadly, you know, over the last several years when there was the downturn, we didn't raise taxes, and we probably should have just taken on that extra 2 cents then just to keep us on top of these projects. I wished we would have done that, but we thought we were doing the right thing because we had layoffs and things like that. People were hurting, and there were some, we didn't get hit really hard here locally, but there were some issues there. And I believe our budget workshop is going to be really interesting. We're going to look at cutting costs for the city. Are we getting the best deals on all of our projects? Where can we save and funnel that money into those projects that are really not just luxury items, they're a necessity, and we have to do that. I believe that in the past, maybe we didn't focus on that as much, understanding where we get that funding. And so we are a whole town full of neighborhoods, mm-hmm. and that's fine, but somebody's going to have to pay for this, you know, the police and the fire and the roads. And we're also hitting that kind of aging mark where a lot of our infrastructure is starting to need repair. And since we're such a young city, we haven't really had to address that. It hasn't been a major problem. So a lot of the infrastructure issues, I believe, can be remedied by some other kind of out-of-the-box things. We need higher density around our downtown, which our downtown is the university. That's where, you know, thousands of people go to work every day. Do we want them out living 10 miles away, 5 miles away? If they're in, like, Northgate, you've got the high rises and the high density. That keeps your roads from being stressed and helps you with just a lot of transportation issues.
Well, Mayor Pro Tem Julie Schultz here this morning. Right, they may not be driving, but they're going to park those cars someplace. I mean, you have ultra-high density there. I still don't think you've got enough infrastructure underneath there. You've got a state highway which runs up against it. I mean, you've got a whole lot of problems. What you'd like to try to do is get those people safely across that state highway over to campus. We're not even at step one there. So I understand how you want those things to happen, but there's some real challenges. Some things the city can do, some you have no control over.
Well, that particular problem, we are working with TxDOT and trying to come up with a solution to that. Funding is always the problem, probably more than anything else. Sure, we can go and build an underpass like the university has done on two occasions. That's probably the answer, but I don't know who's going to pay for that. It's a very expensive endeavor. But when you're talking about, you just prioritize, is this how we want to spend our money, and is it going to affect the most amount of people, which is kind of my job. I want to make sure what we're spending the money on covers the largest amount of citizens.
All right, I want to circle back to what you said a minute ago when you're talking about the budget workshops. You say there need to be some cuts. Where are we going to cut?
I have no idea.
Well, you got some thoughts, I know, whether it's going to happen or not, but you've got some thoughts.
I mean, I think, again, we have to look really hard at the true cost of things. I'm rolling off, you know, termed out in November, but I'm still really concerned from a citizen standpoint about how do we spend our money, and are we really getting the best bang for our buck? Are we wasting any money anywhere that we can use for these projects?
Okay, you said tax increase. I don't mm-hmm. think that's a surprise. Mm-hmm. You're right, should have done it before, but you're not the first legislative body that shied away from a tax increase. So there's right. going to be another tax increase here. Mm-hmm. But you've also got impact fees, and those okay. impact fees are a tax too, and we all know it, and that's the way that is. But that's going to have to pay for your infrastructure. Then you've got a situation, we've got a school district that continues to grow, and so there are going to be tax increases there. This is getting to be a situation where, and you just happen to be on the board at this the city council at this time, but I mean, this is a time that all cities are struggling with this, and it's getting pretty damned expensive to live in Bryan College Station, Texas.
Well, and I'm going to argue with you on the growth of the school district right now, because it's slowed down substantially because of the people that can afford to live here.
Okay, then it's somewhere, and you know, we talked to the governor earlier this week, everybody wants to give teachers a pay raise, but where's that going to come from? It's some magical thing. But while we're speaking about the legislature, in case you did not hear, this was Joey Dunn, Deputy City Manager of Bryan, yesterday on our show.
It's a lot of legislation right now pending, which really is, I'll just put it bluntly, is an assault on the city's ability to do annexation, and some of them perhaps might be for good reason in other communities, but here... That's something that we need to be able to plan for.
You agree?
I absolutely agree with that.
What do you want the legislature to do or not do that will make it easier for places like College Station and Bryan to be able to do what you need to for the future?
Back off. This legislative session was the most insane I've ever seen, and I've been going over there with the chamber for 10, 15 years, and it was my issue is the focus. It seems the focus is on some really unimportant things when there's some really big problems that need to be addressed, namely infrastructure, roads, and how are we going to fix the massive problems that we have in the state of Texas. I've yet to hear a response to that. The folks that came in with high-speed rail wanted to help in that regard, and our folks have not locally, but several people we met with are highly against that. And my question was, okay, then what's the answer? How are we going to get people across our state if we don't have the money to fix our roads? And, you know, we're not looking and doing something else.
Julie Schultz, as she said, she's going to roll off council. We'll have one more. We'll have an exit interview with you, after you leave, you know,
good.
To do that. But
after I leave?
Yeah,
so
well,
I'm
no,
just...
before. Right. I think before. we'll see when Jay's got
well,
you scheduled.
Well, that really determines how I do my interview.
That's
if
right.
If I'm still a council member
that's
and
true.
If I'm no longer a council
yeah,
member.
Yeah, okay. Well, okay, but you're going
to
probably
Joe,
move.
Jay won't be here to, you know, make sure I say the right thing afterwards, I'm assuming.
You're going to another city. You're going to move to another city. Is there any chance that you would want to seek elective office in another city? Other than
I'm not moving to another city.
You're not?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Where did you get that idea?
I heard that rumor someplace.
No, I'm not doing that.
Oh, dang.
You're completely wrong.
Okay.
You're completely misinformed.
Okay, I was misinformed on that. Then.
Just
okay.
For the record, I own my parents' house still.
Okay.
I refuse to sell it on Glade Street,
and
I'm going to remodel it and live in it.
Are you? Okay,
so
the house you grew up in.
That is exactly what my plan is.
Okay. Is there anything we didn't cover this morning you want to talk about?
Oh, I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that we didn't cover, but I'll save it for my exit interview.
Thank you for being here this
Thank
morning.
Thank you.
It's Julie Schultz. What else you got?
Hey, on Saturday, August 5th, we have U.S. Navy Band Cruisers coming through. They're going to perform at Veterans Park. The U.S. Navy Band Cruisers, that's the Navy's premier contemporary entertainment ensemble. So if you'd like to enjoy this free concert, on Saturday, August 5th, you can find out more at cstx.gov/events.
All right. Thank you, sir. We visit with the folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
Enjoy time outside of the kitchen this weekend. Try the Saturday and Sunday brunch at Christopher's World Grill. Mouth-watering beef tenderloin, huevos enchiladas, or Christopher's famous fried chicken and waffles, along with the signature Bloody Marys and mimosas. Brunch at Christopher's World Grill, Saturday and Sundays from 11 to 2 p.m. Remember, Christopher's World Grill for bridal showers and bridal lunches. Reservations recommended but not required. 776-2181, voted best business lunch in the Brazos Valley.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with the dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Normandy Tractor and Implement Company, recipient of the Kubota Elite Dealer Award and Best of the Brazos Valley for 15 straight years. Home of Kubota tractors, ATVs, RTVs, zero-turn lawnmowers, and implements for the farm and ranch. Celebrate spring with great package deals. For a limited time, get the new Kubota L3901F 37.5 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot land pride shredder, 5-foot box blade with teeth, and a 2-implement instant cash rebate and pay only $14,995. Want something larger with more horsepower and different implements? Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor are the best at customer service and building your own Kubota package deal. Get zero money down, 0% financing at Normandy Tractor on most Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And check out the new Commander Residential Zero Turn Mower from 21 to 25 horsepower, starting as low as $38.89. Normandy Tractor welcomes your trade-ins, has free delivery, and a 3-year warranty. Take the short drive to Normandy Tractor at Highway 39 at OSR in Normandy and online at normandytractor.com. And remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales event is going on now. If you've got land to care for, get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with a Kubota clean diesel engine and your choice of transmissions. And right now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 48 months or great customer instant rebates. Now through September 30th, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
Visit WC Tractor, Norman G. Tractor, or TexasKubotaDealers.com.
10 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, so we've heard of the dog whisperer, right? I mean, that made Caesar a lot of money, right? Mm-hmm. Okay, man in Ethiopia has been dubbed the hyena whisperer. Most people are afraid of the aggressive hyenas that roam the streets of Ethiopia.
Wow, for real?
Harar, Ethiopia. But they call him Hyena Man. Abbas Youssef has been feeding them every night for 45 years. In fact, he feeds them by placing the food in his own mouth and then allowing them to grab it with their teeth.
No.
That can't end well.
No.
His talent has boosted tourism in the village, drawing curious crowds from miles around who want to get close and personal with the animals. He says his father taught him to speak to hyenas, and he's passing his skill on to his son. What if your son doesn't want to do that?
Yeah, right?
Dad, this isn't my idea of a good time.
I don't want to be a part of the family business.
He says, I have a baby hyena in my house, and he's my good friend. Okay, that'll be just fine.
This is in Ethiopia, right?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Let's
far away
from
here.
We don't
have to worry about that. So, breaking bottles and challenging his dad to a fist fight, a 19-year-old was arrested in California after deputies were called to subdue the son. Upon contact with the young man, deputies quickly concluded he was too intoxicated to care for himself. After giving him a chance to leave the premises and spend the remainder of the evening with a friend, the young man refused. He said, I want to go to jail. I haven't been there in a while. They took him to jail.
I miss all my buddies.
That's exactly right. I mean, once again, make a wish and it could come true.
Yeah.
9-year-old playing with his brother in the New Mexican desert, tripped and fell, landed next to a massive skull that has turned out to be the major archaeological discovery of the last decade, they say.
Literally and, stumbled upon it.
An intact skull of a stegomastodon.
I don't
know what that is, but it sounds really big.
Sounds awesome.
You know what I love more than space?
What?
Dinosaurs.
Yeah, okay. Well, Barney?
Actually, I was a huge Barney fan.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
That's probably why you don't like dinosaurs.
I actually met one of the child actors from Barney.
How'd that happen?
Her grandparents lived in College Station.
Oh, is that right?
Yep, and they lived next door to one of my friends, and okay. So I was just over, and we all had a big play date.
How fun is
yeah.
that? Yeah, kind of cool.
Her name was Hannah.
All right. Oh, good. Perfect.
Yeah.
Last Chance You. I don't know if you've seen it. It's on Netflix. Really a disquieting show in that this is a little college in Mississippi, okay. Nowhere Mississippi, where kids who just don't have any chance to go anyplace else go and play football. And it's season premiere is tonight, second season premiere.
So real or?
Yes,
okay.
It is very real.
Okay.
And they had this lady, I think she's gone now, who's their counselor who gets these kids. And again, What is disquieting about it is the total lack of any kind of baseline education
right.
that these kids have, and they're playing football. And some of them go on and play in the SEC because it's in Mississippi. They transfer to other schools, and some
right.
of them have made it to Mississippi State and Auburn. And anyway, it's a little bothersome, but if you want to see it, season two is tonight. And then tomorrow night on HBO, starts at 7 o'clock, Hacksaw Ridge. It's supposed to be really quite a movie. Andrew Garfield stars in the fact-based drama, the World War II conscientious objector.
Oh, yeah, I've seen previews of that.
Yep, so that's coming up. Okay, as many as one-third of all cases of dementia worldwide could be prevented through better management of lifestyle factors. This has been published in the journal Lancet. Now, some of them, okay, I get. For instance, reducing high blood pressure, losing weight to avoid obesity, managing diabetes or avoiding diabetes, not smoking, getting physical exercise. I mean, those sorts of things would make sense.
Right. Mm-hmm.
A couple of others that are interesting. Number one of them I found was avoiding social isolation later in life. In other words, keep that portion
right.
of your life active. And getting an education can help prevent dementia. A third of the cases is dementia. Staying in school over the age of 15 can actually be a difference.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Did that.
Done. Okay.
Done.
That one. Got some others to check off, too.
Yep.
Anyway, I have 4 minutes still. All right. So if it seems that summers are getting hotter sooner, take comfort in knowing that almost 9 out of 10 U.S. American homes now have air conditioning. Wow, I didn't know there was that many.
Yeah.
According to the U.S. Energy Department, 87% of homes use air conditioning. 65% of the homes are centrally air conditioned. Mm. Most of those central homes have a programmable thermostat, an essential tool for efficiency using energy. In fact, we are running a commercial for BTU about that very thing.
Yeah.
But 2/3 of those homes don't bother using the programmable feature. Now,
so how essential is it exactly?
Well, and that's the thing though. If they can be hard to program first. Are you going to have summer months programming and winter months programming? In other words, programming when the kids are home, programming when there's nobody else at home. I mean, if in fact you are a single person, for instance, that could make a lot of sense.
Right.
You're
oh,
the
yeah.
only one in your world, and you can set it as you need to.
Yep.
But if there are other people in your world, and the more there are, the more complicated it gets.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I get it. And my air conditioning guy says that to me. You know, look, you got it, yeah, but there's no reason to use it. And that does make sense because sometimes it can be very, very hot here in March. And you
yeah.
wouldn't plan on that. Or
right.
it could go on until, you know, longer than that.
But. Well, it depends on how hard it is to program.
Yep.
Some are pretty easy. Others, you know, it takes an instruction manual. You're not going to have to do that every time.
No. And then when you get to the ones that learn from your use, and that's what we're getting is the really smart thermostats, well, sometimes your schedule's going to change.
Yep.
So you've paid a whole lot for Nest, for instance, and that's not the way that your world really goes. All right. Have you ever stepped on a Lego?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, God,
and
yes.
And it hurt,
oh.
right?
Death
okay.
stone.
It's the
yeah.
worst.
And it's death stone. I like that. And you cry out in pain. You go, oh, I wish this was a burger.
Yeah.
Oh, of course you
That's
do.
That's normally what I say, sure.
Right. Well, there's apparently a restaurant, Brick Burgers in the Philippines, offers a menu of brightly colored Lego brick burgers and more. Buns are different colors, and they are served on Lego tables.
Okay.
Which is kind of sharp cornered. I don't know how
yeah.
that would feel.
Yeah, be
but
careful with that.
Nonetheless. Hmm. Okay. All right, so they ask people what would make mac and cheese better. What
Ooh, bacon.
Could make mac and okay. yep, bacon was number one on the list.
Yeah.
There's some others which are okay.
More cheese.
Jalapenos and ground beef. I wouldn't mind that.
Ooh,
sure,
that sounds
yeah.
tasty.
Yep. Hot dogs.
Mm.
Lobster.
Yeah. Ooh, I have heard of lobster mac and cheese.
Okay.
Lobster would be great.
Yeah.
Crab meat.
Yep.
Yeah.
And peas.
Oh, that's interesting. Hey. I like peas, though.
Peas are good.
Yeah,
sure.
You get your vegetables in there.
Not exactly sure if that's exactly where they belong, but that's okay.
I mean, anything covered in cheese,
sure,
served with noodles.
Yeah, it's hard to do that wrong. Yeah.
It's going to be pretty delicious.
Yeah, first, you start with cooked pasta and cheese.
As long as you don't put those Kool-Aid pickles in there.
Man, was that bizarre today? Was that bizarre?
Those tropicals.
So gross.
Tropicals. I do like the name. Tropicals.
Well, yeah, but, clever name.
But then we got people telling us about how they put Jolly Ranchers
in their pickles. And
okay. All right. Okay, on this date in history, in 1925, this is when the monkey trial ended in Dayton, Tennessee. This was the Scopes monkey trial. John Scopes was found guilty of violating state law for teaching Darwin's theory of evolution, fined $100.
Okay.
Conviction was later overturned.
Huh.
1969. I'm just saying, Chelsea, Apollo 11. Okay. Now, the important thing is they were able to blast off and leave the moon.
Right.
I mean,
right.
Tough enough to get to the moon, but if for some reason you turn the key and it didn't start, that would be a problem.
Yeah.
It would take a while for people to get there. This date, 1988, the first known case of a bull attacking a jet airplane. Yeah, it was an Indian Airlines Boeing 737.
Okay.
First and last?
Yeah, the airplane won.
I bet.
Yeah, just
I
imagine. To say that. And the roof of the Saline County Benton, Arkansas courthouse collapsed because of too much pigeon poop.
Boo.
Boo.